Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 5th, 2016. It's good to barely see you all here. We'll begin our meeting today. We do always with an invocation that Commissioner Alfred had asked Mr. Pouncey to lead.
No. Pastor Caleb Gordon of First Sixth Street Baptist Church in Fort Arthur. I decided to go with him, my good friend, pastor from over in Fort Arthur. Since Pastor Pouncey is being honored today.
Followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Go right, please.
First, pray. Tell about our Father who comes to you now, somewhere from our God. First of all, thank you for this day, a day that we've never seen before. God, we pray now for the visitation of the Spirit to let us lead and guide us through this meeting, that all heads will be cleared and all hearts will be clear, that we leave out, that you will be praised, you will get all glory for what we do. We ask it all in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our allegiance flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll begin under Community Supervision and Corrections. Item A is consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Day Pouncey for his dedicated service to Jefferson County Adult Probation Department to citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Yes. Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Pouncey, if you could come up to the lectern, please, sir. I just learned from Commissioner Senegal about your great loss recently, and we want to express a condolence to the Commissioner's Court for that loss.
Thank you.
Whereas David H. Pouncey has devoted 30 years of his life serving the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Mr. Pouncey has made an outstanding contribution to Jefferson County Adult Probation Department, the quality of the criminal justice in Jefferson County, whereas during his career with Jefferson County he served admirably in the capacity of Community Services Coordinator, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Mr. Pouncey has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Adult Probation Department, Mr. Pouncey is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, who will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby honor and commend Mr. Pouncey for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of the Jefferson County Adult Probation Department, and wishes him all the best in his retirement.
Bittersweet. Unfortunately, I lost my wife on the 19th of November, but I should prevail. My partner can take care of the homie. But also, I want to thank everybody for the condolence, and also my co-workers that always supportive of me. But I can't say too much. I just want to say thank you, because I get a little emotional every time I think about it. So it's thank you.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to work with some of the programs you've done for us through community service. We appreciate you. Not only that, we know here in Jefferson County, your time with us and the experience you have is difficult to replace. We want to make sure you know this court and the people and citizens of Jefferson County pray for you, which Lord knows best, and that's all I can say about that.
Right. Also, Brother Pops, I want to say that maybe a lot of people don't know how much money. I get a little choked up just knowing what you've been through in the last 2 weeks also. But you were married how many years?
About 34.
34 years. So most
of the 42.
Yeah. So I want people to understand that that's what I admire you most, not just what you gave to Jefferson County, but you saved the taxpayers I would guess over that period of time, I don't know how long you've been on community supervision, but just around my courthouse alone, you say the tax burden, I would guess $1 million or more. So I won't say thank you for that, but I want to thank you also for being a married man for 42 years almost, somebody would say. That's unheard of. And you were there till the end. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just echo those comments and, you know, I remember when you started with probation. And, you know, we worked together and did some things together. And my family's going to be praying for you. And thank you for your service to this county.
Thank you.
Management Services for Community Development Block Grant Program Phase 5. Item D is consider approve execute receipt file acceptance of offer for a term contract for pickup vans and utility vehicles for Jefferson County with Caldwell Country Chevrolet, Cowboy Motor Company, Freedom Chevrolet, Love, CDJR, Gun Chevrolet Limited, and Silver Ford is shown on attachment A. Item E is consider approve execute receipt file renewal for a term contract for inmate choose for Jefferson County with Bob Parker Company for a second 1 year renewal from December 13, 2016 to December 12, 2017. Item F is to consider and approve execute receiving file amendment four to the contract for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County, which will correct the service frequency for biomedical waste service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility Property Division on Highway 69 at a rate of $35 per container per call, $35 per container per month on an as-needed on-call basis. Item G is consider and approve execute receipt file a contract amendment to rebid term contract for road building material for Jefferson County. This amendment will reflect vendor rebranding from APAC Texas Inc. to Gulf Coast and Old Capital Company. Item H is consider and approve disposition of salvage property authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
Yeah, but I know the Boeing contract that was those bids that went out. I know that we had some particular issues with some of the buyouts. I think Steve is working with your office to get those resolved. I guess it's appropriate to move receipt and file and move the board once those are resolved.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's have unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have three items. Item A, consider approved expenditures by Constable Precinct 7. In accordance with the order pursuant to section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of a notary bond in the amount of $100, purchase of a taser cartridge in the amount of $170, purchase of a die plate, New Year wheel for time clock, including labor in the amount of $340. Item B, consider and approve expenditures by the sheriff in accordance with an order pursuant to section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for record service on a case in the amount of $300. And item C is regular county bill check numbers 427-800 through 427-997. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is receive and file the executed amendment, amended agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Tim Richardson as professional consultant to assist in recovery of Deepwater Horizon restoration funds for the period October 1st, 2016 through September 30th, 2017. Item B is consider approved and accept the resignation letter from Judge Corey J. H. Crenshaw, County Court of Law Number 2, effective December 3rd, 2016. Item D is consider possibly approve the reappointment of Carl Holmes by Commissioner Alford to the Southeast Texas Governmental Employee Benefit Full Board of Trustees, effective January 1st, 2017. Item E is consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Commissioner Ralph Mazzullo, position 2, and Commissioner John Johnson, position 3, to a 2-year term of office as commissioners of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. Item F will be held for a minute. Item G is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an application for federal assistance to the Gulf of Mexico Alliance to address coastal vulnerability. Do I have a motion on items A, B, D, E, and G?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
Only question I have on G, is there a match to that grant?
No, it's a $45,000 grant that the GF, the General Land Office, alerted us to last week, and Mr. Richardson found out about while meeting with some general land office people, and it's got a December 9th deadline to get it in, so, and he is working on that grant, but it's $45,000 without match. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. On item F, this is discuss financial commitment coastal erosion project funding and my purpose of bringing that issue up is because I had met with Carter Smith, the executive director of Parks and Wildlife, and Commissioner Baker at TCEQ, and Tanner Johnson with National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, that's handling about $300 million of the Gulf oil spill benefit fund money from the BP oil spill. We have a conference call on Thursday, and I anticipate, because the question has been asked and bandied about in different discussions over the last year and a half about what is Jefferson County's financial commitment to the project of restoring the beach dune system, the siphons, the saltwater barrier. Mr. Swain has previously provided me with a printout of all the money that we've spent for engineering, some of it through grants we got from Texas Park and Wildlife Foundation, some of it through KEPRA and CAP funding, but we've got a list of all of our contributions thus far, and I anticipate that in our discussions on Thursday, they're going to ask me again for a commitment from the county. We have segregated funds that are in Mr. Swain's accountings of $1.5 million that we got from the original BP oil spill litigation. That money is still sitting there. We also have approximately $800,000 that we got from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation for the saltwater baffle at the Keep Lake Fish Pass. We got like $1.25 million from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, but because the bids came in lower than what we originally anticipated, we only spent $450,000 of that $1.25 million for Parks and Wildlife Foundation. So we have approximately $800,000 left. And what I would like is to be able to commit that $2.3 million total as part of Jefferson County seed money. They want to see local support for the projects. We're asking for $80 million. We've probably gotten close to $20 million so far in all the various fundings that have come in. We had the announcement of the $4.8 million last week from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to construct the siphons under the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. And I just wanted to bring that to the Commissioner's Court's attention because I would like to be able to tell them that we're ready to put some money in, albeit that we're putting our money in that they gave to us.
Patrick, how much money have we put from back, any money from general funds, and any remaining leftover money from storms that we had the authority to deal with? Because I think we have more money than that now.
Well, if you're talking about, there was a list I provided the judge. I don't have it in front of me, but I know that it's a significant amount. But what judge is talking about that they want to move forward with is the $1.5 million we had from the BP oil settlement.
Okay.
And then with that grant that they approved from the siphons, we had set aside money in this year's budget for the siphons.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like we're going to need it because the grant is coming through for the siphons. So that frees up that $800,000, which was their money, Texas Parks and Wildlife. So.
Actually, out of the $20 million that we have probably allocated and spent thus far. I think maybe probably no more than really about $180,000 to $230,000 can actually come out of the general fund. Almost all of it has been Kepra, CAP, grant funding, Parks and Wildlife Foundation, Semper Energy, Golden Bass LNG. So almost all of the money has come from outside sources, and we've not spent hardly, you know, probably not 3% of it has been actual, or 1.5% of it has been actual general fund dollars. We can go back and check that.
Yeah, well, that's
the only sure. Other question I have is on the BP monies. We were projected to get how much from them out of that settlement, the larger amount that's set there?
I'm not sure what future is coming out of that, coming directly to the county. Correct. I think it's going, coming through the state is what I would guess.
It's coming through the other portion.
It's coming through. The state of Texas is going to get their own allocation of funding, which will be significant, probably $1.7 billion. They're going to have projects all up and down the coastline competing for that money. All the top people at all the agencies tell me Jefferson County is their number one priority after they purchase the Powderhorn Ranch. There's also going to be money that's going to be made available to the Restore Council that's made up of the governors of the five states as well as the Secretary of the Interior, the Department of Homeland Security, NOAA, and Department of Defense. Those are the voting members of that board, and they will be allocating funding for different projects. And then there's some direct funding that's going to go directly to Homeland Security and Department of Defense. So we're competing in all those buckets.
Okay.
That $4.8 million we got out of NIF, which was a separate $350 million amount that had been allocated to them by the federal judge handling the case out of the civil fine. And then the bucket one, I think, will be announced here 1st of January, but I think we're going to be pleased with those announcements as well as announcements to come from NIFLIP in March. So, but I just wanted the Commissioner's Court's blessing to be able to tell Mr. Schmidt and National Fish and Wildlife Foundation on Thursday that the court is okay with the concept of putting that $2.3 million in there. It's not money that will come out of the general funds.
Judge, I don't see a problem, but I also want to know, is there any other projects that's eligible for any of that funding also?
We don't currently have any other projects. You know, the projects have to, you know, the whole purpose of the Gulf Environmental Benefit Fund is to improve the health of the Gulf. There is a small piece of it that can be used for economic development. So, for instance, over in Alabama, they've tried to use it, the money to build a new semi-pro baseball stadium there, and they were told no. There's some people in Corpus that are looking for some economic development money for some parks and retail centers, and I don't think that those are going to score well. And the problem is that you can't, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, you can't go out in the Gulf and really do anything to improve its health. You improve it through freshwater inflow. And as you also heard me say, almost 70% of the fresh water in the Gulf of Mexico from the state of Texas comes from right outside our door. So, you know, we're well positioned, but there are no other projects yet. There's one in Orange to replace their, to do a sewage treatment facility that Orange and City of Orange and Orange County are trying to get, which will improve the water that comes into the Neches River. They're looking for some economic development money over in to build some roadways to alleviate congestion over in Chambers County in the Baytown area where they've had all the construction. but those are the only projects that are on the books in Southeast Texas right now in our marsh restoration project.
Okay. Right. Judge, and also I want to say that because it's in my precinct and I appreciate all the good work you've done. You got one vote if you say we hold Commissioner Apple, we got three, so what about those other two guys? But there is something at the foot of that I like to try and revisit, get those boat launches straight in that breakwater barrier at the foot of intercoastal causeway bridge. I think that's something that we need to prioritize. That Mesquite Point there, you know, those broke boat launches. So if we have any money, we can play it through that money.
Yeah, what's up, Hill?
It's old now. Okay. We have one closed down, and we can't restore it. Mr. Rail, would you give an update on that just so we can kind of put it on the chart with this other stuff? Because the dunes are most important for viability of the marshes, for sure.
Well, the dunes and the siphons are high on the list right now. Sand on the beach. Anything like your boat ramps are going to take a second seat back there. We keep those constantly in mind because TxDOT is a real culprit in that. Because when they lengthened the causeway, the old abutment of the old bridge used to protect those boat launches. They took all that out. And the TxDOT is aware of that, and I keep reminding them.
Right. The only reason I bring that up is because to make sure it's high on the priorities, the second level priorities, because it's causing us also problems with that boardwalk. It's starting to cause erosion behind the boardwalk, which is your fund money to replace that. So I want to make sure that Judge, the dunes are one of my priorities. And as I say, I get credit for it, even though he worked hard on it for me. But still, that is a priority because it is starting to cause us issues on those boardwalks.
Yes.
And the landing observation there.
Yes, and it's going to take a bulkhead to kind of replace what TxDOT took out to correct that situation and put it back to like it used to be. That's something we'll always have to keep in mind. As far as BP spending and all that, we're pretty well positioned for sand on the beach, for the siphons under the GIWW. And there's room in there for beneficial use of dredge material that's going to be coming down as well through parks and wildlife and national fish and wildlife. But we should be on everybody's number one spot when it comes to awarding those funds.
These are all competitive grants. These are all competitive,
but when it comes to the science and the environment, there's not another project in Texas that meets all the criteria of the Restore Act. Our project meets every single one of them. All right. Under engineering, item A, consider and possibly approve final plat of Pine Island.
Judge, make a motion that to before you go down, if you don't mind.
Well, apparently, there's missing word, which is take action, two missing words, and so I just wanted to discuss it today, and once we have our conversation, I'll probably come back and put it back on the agenda. Okay, under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve final plat of Pine Island Estates Phase 2, which is within the Beaumont extraterritorial jurisdiction, has met the city's approval as well as that of our engineering department. That's located in Precinct 1. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Hall, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under district attorney, that was item 2. consider and approve reallocation of budgeted salary funds for four positions for criminal district attorney's office that are not part of the class compensation system. Do we have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Yes, just wanted to clarify, Patrick, and you can, this is not part of the class comp system?
No, the attorneys are not. DA's attorney's position, investigators, not a part of the class comp system.
Why are the investigators not part of the class comp system? Aren't they classified with, along with investigators in the sheriff's department?
Well, they're the, over in the sheriff's department, they're part of the union contract.
Oh, excuse me. Union form?
Yes, sir. And this is a reduction of three positions and increase.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Sheriff's Department, the addendum, there's one item, A, consider improving expenditure by the Sheriff's Office in accordance with Article Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code. What is it?
Yeah. Should be for some training, I believe.
Yes.
We had budgeted, and I think it came in lower cost. Out of the
The annual pilot training, which is has been the same as had been previously budgeted, $11,000, but they're spending it for one time because the sheriff is, well, they get them all trained at one time, but they annually, is it annually, Chief?
It is. Actually, this one is $7,000 less than it normally is, but yes, it's, we do it all at once.
But $7,000 less, but because of the Section 130 of the local government code, because it's coming at one time as opposed to spread out over 12 months equally, we have to approve it here in the sheriff in the commissioner's court.
And it's out of the marine budget. So it'll be reimbursed by
Motion? Was that by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it. And lastly, under district attorney, announcement of the executive session to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725 to deliberate business and financial issues relating to a contract being negotiated. Such a deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the commissioner's court negotiations with the third person. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And on this particular item, Ms. George will need to have a recording made as opposed to merely a certified agenda. We will be meeting next Monday the 12th, but we will not have forums on the 19th of the week of Christmas, so you'll need to tell us, Mr. Swain, you're going to need to have a specially called meeting at any time.
What's everybody's schedule look like? Because I knew the 19th, we kind of anticipated that one could be one we're going to have. Is anybody available the week after Christmas?
We need to have it.
Okay.
Well, if it's important things for the business of the county, we need to have it.
Any particular day?
We're off that Monday, so it can't be that Monday. It has to be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I would look at if we need to, that Wednesday. And it would probably be if anything comes up on these.
It's the end of the year. Yeah. So that's just going by history.
Paying the
bills. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So no court on the 19th.
Okay.
And then we'll get the agendas ready for, if we need one for the next week, we have it for the 20th. put the agenda together on the 22nd. Because we're off the third, aren't we?
Yeah, just close that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just find out whether or not you need right. it to finish up the year, and we'll have to make arrangements.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We will now adjourn into closed session.
I will not do this.
I have number 26.